Well, even for adults, I mean, I'm on Instagram and I find myself, you know, occasionally getting sucked in and, you know, just scrolling and feeling terrible about my life because everyone seems to be having a much more exciting life. And there's the gamification aspect of getting the little dopamine hits of likes and followers and things like that.
Well, it's designed, as I said earlier today, like a casino of attention. It's not the same thing as watching a movie. It's not this. They do make those arguments. It's not. They call it entertainment now, but it's not entertainment. It's something else, and I'm not sure what to call it. But it does feel like a casino. You can't look away from the lights. You can't stop pressing the button. You can't stop going to the next red button. It can make you feel bad, especially if your feeds are bad. It can make you feel isolated and all kinds of things. And I think everybody knows this. And that's going to be the problem here for Facebook is the jury probably has addiction problems of their own, even if Facebook doesn't want to call it addiction, Facebook executives. But everybody understands the relationship with the phone has gotten toxic, especially for young people.